The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily representative of any other entity. This content is intended for mature audiences only.
Yo, what is going on, people? Welcome to Throw Down Your Questions, episode 407. I'm your host, Tony Polanco, and tonight I'm joined by Emilio Lopez.
What's up, people? How's it going?
Carlos Romero.
Yo, yo, yo.
Adam Vale.
How you doing? How you doing?
Brett Murdoch.
What up?
And Brian Manjoma.
What up? What up?
All right. We don't know where Chris is. You know, usually he lets us know, but nothing.
Tired, man.
He is tired, you know? Kishak, what's going on? Can't wait for episode 420. There's only one of us here that smokes, though, man. So that's not really something we celebrate. But yeah, we hope everybody's doing good tonight.
I mean, I'll celebrate it right now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Brett celebrates it every day, you know?
Brett's celebration pregame.
But yeah, he first shows up, he shows up. What happened? Celebration, what?
What?
It's a celebration, bitches.
Ah, yeah. Oh, there we go. There's Chris. Oh, let's go.
The prodigal son returns.
Now the party could really start. You know, what's going on with the Throwdown crew? All right. I mean, I'll probably say this a little bit later during the show again, but we didn't get a lot of questions this week. So unless you guys want this to be half an hour long, toss us some questions live during the show, you know. Mm-hmm. I would have thought we would have gotten more questions, especially since last week was pretty stacked with, like, stuff, you know, which we all covered on Throwdown, episode 407, you know.
And a lot of drama happened this week.
Too much drama this weekend, you know. That's like the second weekend in a row of drama with the gaming industry, you know. Oh. It's like things seem to happen on the weekends. What was it last week? I always already forgot, but there was some drama. I was in the middle of it. Not that time. I was in the middle of it. It's always me and Gene Park. You notice that? Like, we're like the most hated journalists in gaming. But no, last week it was some other drama going on.
Was it the Bayonetta?
It was the
voice actress?
Huh? Yeah, the Bayonetta thing and the 30 FPS gate. That was last week. Oh, weekend. Okay. Yeah.
Paris. Well, because you and Gene talk sense, man. That's why everybody else like.
Paris. Paris is the most hated influencer. Me and Gene are the most hated journalists.
What about what's his name that went to Bloomberg?
Jason Schreier. You know, people don't really care about him like that. You know.
And our homies. Well,
they spread his words. They're always spreading his shit. Whenever he says something, they make it gospel.
Yeah, no, but they don't. I mean, people don't like him, but they have like a specific type of hatred for me and Gene, which I don't really understand, but it's all good.
Packard, you know? Right? Packard's always talking shit.
Yeah, well, everybody expects him to talk shit, you know?
And that's the thing I never understood. It's like if people don't like the person, don't believe what they're saying, then why keep regurgitating?
I've always said this, and this is about Throwdown. Some of our biggest fans are actually the biggest haters we have. I don't know what it is.
Really?
Yes, like Damien was like our biggest fans, you know?
Yeah, that used to be the case back in the day with Damien and Other Zinc and those types
of people. Other Zinc! Oh, my God. Remember that dude? That guy was a character, you know?
Names from the past.
Yeah, but, well, I mean, the opposite of love isn't hate, it's apathy, so.
This is true, you know? This is true. So, yeah, a lot of drama happening in the gaming industry, but it's all good in the hood. So let's get into it, man. Illustrated Dio leading us off tonight, people. All right, so his question is, first question, which showcase that happened this week was the most fuego, the most fire? Konami, Silent Hill, or Capcom Resident Evil? For me, it was Capcom Resident Evil because I don't really care about Konami. And I mean, you know, I don't care about Silent Hill, you know? So, yeah, Resident Evil by default. Even though I'm still skeptical, you know? Still skeptical about that game.
Yeah, I have reservations. Here's the thing. I played a lot of Silent Hill games, but I'm more excited for Resident Evil. Like, I enjoy those way more. And here's the thing. Even though, like, people got excited for the Silent Hill stuff, name one thing they showed that has a date on it.
Ooh, that's true. Resident Evil has a date, right?
It has a concrete date. Well, yeah. You know, we'll wait and see. But they said March 24th, right?
Yeah.
And they have the pre-orders up, and they have the, you know, they're already selling collector's editions, all this shit. Silent Hill has nothing. We saw concept art. We saw a little bit of cutscenes from the Silent Hill 2 remake. That town hall, that guy said like 5 seconds worth of stuff. Like, hey, look forward to it. Yeah, we're working on it. Maybe we'll say something next year.
Yeah.
And Silent Hill F, you got a cutscene that is like, what's happening? You know, you know, this girl turned into a mushroom. What the fuck's going on? Like,
yeah, she's like flowers or something.
Yeah, it's like, okay, I don't know anything about this game. So we just got teased with a lot of stuff we don't know anything about, and nothing has a concrete date. So I can't really get excited over that. I didn't see anything. It's not a Resident Evil 4. They showed gameplay and whatever. It's like, okay, I can get excited for that. And they've come through before. RE2 Remake was great and whatever. And I'm in Tony's camp. I think RE4, the original one, is like pretty much a perfect game. All I would want is a remaster, like a proper, like new textures, maybe drop it in the new engine or whatever, but don't change it. But
yeah.
We'll see what happens. I have some hope that these guys could do it right.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, Resident Evil 2 Remake was great, and I know a lot of people didn't like Resident Evil 3 for good reasons, but I still enjoyed it. I still think it was good for what it was. But ironically enough, the things that people complain about with that game were the same things they complain about with the original. Too slow, too action. No, too short, too action-packed. You know, it's like, yeah, it's the same thing, guys. You know, but they did cut some stuff out. I can't forgive that. But they
cut a lot of stuff.
A lot of stuff, yeah. But generally, these guys, I think they probably learned us that, okay, don't fuck this up. You know, but we already see some changes. Like, Ashley's different now. You know, there's some other stuff going on. I'm not sure. But we'll see, you know, but I'm definitely excited for that. Silent Hill. Again, I never played these games, so can't get excited over that. Although I'm pretty sure if I go into Silent Hill Remake, I'm not going to go into any expectations. So that's something, but you know, I don't know. I'm not really interested in Silent Hill.
One thing about a lot of people with Bloober Team, as much of a sense it makes for them to make that game, because they've been trying to make Silent Hill for years. A lot of people are a little bit wary of them handling the game just because of their history of making sort of shitty games back in the day. You know, they used to make shovelware.
Even now, from what I understand, they don't exactly have a spotless track record. You know, so yeah. I think I understand why people are hesitant.
Yeah, I mean, their biggest game is The Medium. You know, and the sleeper hit was the Rutger Hauer game. And then they did Layers of Fear, but a lot of their games are all sort of walking simulators.
You liked that Medium game, right? Didn't you? Didn't you play that?
The Medium? No, I never played
it. What was it, that one game you were playing? You were playing some weird game.
Stray. I don't know. Stray, the cat
no,
game?
No, it was a spooky game.
That's the funny thing. Is the guys who do Stray are the other nameless, the other Silent Hill game.
Oh.
So.
Yeah, I don't know. Anybody else, which showcase did you like better?
I mean, to be honest, I didn't really care about either. I don't know. I just didn't like. It just didn't seem like, you know. I mean, Silent Hill. It's nice to see Silent Hill come back. And Resident Evil. It's like, okay, it's a sequel. It's sequels and it's a sequel and a remake. So I don't know.
I actually have to go with Silent Hill stuff, because with the Resident Evil side of things, I don't know. I just feel really iffy about how things are going to go with the RE4 remake, because they're remaking one of those games that everyone thinks is untouchable, because one, it's pretty much perfect, and two, it's been on everything. You know? I think it's like the only game other than GTA that's on everything. You know, like what, PS2, PS3, PS4. It's just everywhere. Like, you can play on toasters and whatnot. So there's that, and then I kind of feel that once we go over the RE4 remake hill, we then start looking into RE5 and then eventually RE6 remakes, and that scares me for obvious reasons.
To be fair, though, if any game needs to be remade well, it's 6.
And that's the thing. It's remade well. And yeah. It's like, I don't trust them to remake it well.
Yeah. And Brian, by remake, I mean so remade, it's not even the same at all as the original, you know?
But I mean, you know, I disagree with you guys because Resident Evil 6 in its core is just a bad game. It's not like, oh, like some, you know, couple of changes here.
No, it's a hard, that's what I'm saying, Carlos. It needs to be completely redone.
Can't they, like, just skip it?
Like, the only thing it should have in common is the name. Like, that's it. Yeah. That's it. The, like, yeah, it's trash.
But remakes have the same stories. Like, you know, they might add to a couple of different things here and there, but usually the inspiration is still the same.
Yeah, how about we just stop?
Inspiration is just
stop
trash.
Stop at 4. How about that? You know, we're good.
Stop at 5. 5 is a good. It's a good game. Yeah. I don't. You know, it's
not. Yeah, they can. But you can play it right
now, though. You know,
there's people that want all those games remade, and then they'll remake them the next time they do another big jump to something else.
Yeah, we're gonna get Resident Evil 4 Turbo or something. You know?
Yeah. They'll keep doing it. People keep buying it. They'll keep making it. Yep, we always talk about
records cut.
Yeah, Super Resident Evil 4 Turbo.
So then what you're saying is that we're getting RE4 remake for the PS6.
Yes.
Of course.
Yeah. And thank you, GZDR. Remake Code Veronica, please. You know?
What about the...
I'd be down with the Code Veronica remake.
Is that the one that's used on the ship? Is that the ship one? No. I played 1 and 2. What's that shit? I played those
that's
on the ship.
The one with the, that's the one there in the Winter Town.
Resident Evil Revelation.
That's it. I played those.
See, I want Parasite Eve, goddammit.
Well, there you go.
That's Square Enix.
Yeah, Square Enix. Yeah, but hey,
to get on the ball with that.
Yeah, if you bring it, was that a that wasn't that what was it not an RPG though?
Yeah, it was a horror RPG.
Horror RPG.
It's a horror.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, there's not a lot of horror RPGs that are out there.
Probably. I remember that was the first RPG I saw where it was like they used guns. You know, I was like, oh, that's kind of interesting to me because you know, like back in those days, obviously, even now, RPGs set in the modern day are kind of rare, you know? They're either in some fantasy thing or some sci-fi thing. Like, even Persona's like, oh, shit, they use, like, modern guns, and they, you know, they're fake guns, obviously, because it's Japan, you know? But it's, like, RPG in modern times is still kind of a rarity, you know?
Persona 5, that's, you know, that's a timely reference there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we will be speaking about that, you know? All right, let's move on. Next question. Who's coming back for Destiny 2 Lightfall? Forsaken and the Witch King expansions on Legendary co-op difficulty had amazing campaigns to fall back on after my Halo Infinite playthrough. I'm looking forward to the second to last chapter for Destiny 2. Believe it or not, Bungie is cleaning up Destiny quite nicely. Good to hear, but I stopped playing that shit years ago.
I'll go with the
I
not.
Stopped at, I stopped at the demo for Destiny 1.
Damn.
I was just talking to a buddy of mine. We were talking, debating because we were going to play the next co-op, and was like, it's either Outriders or Destiny 2. Everybody picked Outriders.
Damn, so Outriders.
Yeah, they're like, yeah, we'd rather go in that direction. I was like, all right. I mean, they got all this new content. Like, no.
I remember.
Yo, Carlos, are you part of that co-op buddy squad?
I never got the invitation. It's an excuse.
I ask all the time, and he's like, oh, I got to take a nap. I got to go.
They don't have Mexicans for some reason.
Yeah, got to go.
Yeah, I remember Adam was, and it's funny just seeing, you know, how time passes, and Adam was the most hyped with Overwatch 2. And now
Destiny, not Overwatch.
Destiny 2, yeah.
Yeah.
Destiny 2, and now it's like it's kind of like an afterthought, and I think that's for everyone.
Yeah.
So yeah, to answer the question,
it got very grindy. That was the problem. It got grindy. Like once you get into the story, like I want this gear. Well, we got to grind. And then I think Titan, maybe that's what it's called. Yeah. Me and some buddies were just going and farm constantly. We'd wait till the big creature comes. We kill it. We get the loot. We go to another area. We kill that one. We kept going back. I was like, shit, this is all I do now. I don't even really play this game. I just farm.
Yeah, no, fuck that shit. And then every single time a new expansion came out, I always hear this, like, yo, Tony, you got to come back. It's different now. And it's always the same. Nothing changes. It's always the same thing. You know, so I'm good. It just sucks because Destiny, you know, in my opinion, best FPS controls, man. Like, they're fucking good, you know. But, you know, the rest of it ain't all that. It's the same thing, man. So, I'm good. What do we have here? All right, moving on. Mob Hits. Joining us, man. All right. How do you feel about the Silent Hill 2 remake not being helmed by a Japanese developer? I didn't know this prior to this question.
Yeah.
It is Bloober Team. Yeah. I guess it doesn't really matter, does it?
Oh, it does. It does. A lot of people feel that's where the Silent Hill franchise went awry after the Room. When the Room did horrible.
The Tommy Wiseau movie?
No, it was called Silent Hill: The Room. After that game didn't do so well, they disbanded the Team Silent and essentially just, just started handing out the franchise to a bunch of different people. There was that, the weird remake they did for Wii where everything freezes over instead of it being foggy and rainy. There was the other Silent Hill game that everybody forgets about. What was that one? Homecoming.
Downpour.
Downpour, yeah. The one with the one about the criminal.
Yeah.
Yep. So, I feel like that a lot of people feel like that being that it's not a Japanese, the doesn't have the original intent of who was originally there, it's not going to have that sort of weird Silent Hill feel to it. As far as me going, I think it's supposed to be a full on remake, at least for Silent Hill remake. So at least it's, it has an original lineage. So, they're just going to supposedly add a bunch of extra things to it. So we'll see.
Yeah. Like I said, don't care. It doesn't. I don't have any plans.
I mean, to be honest, the way you can relate this to is like if somebody who wasn't Hideo Kojima was handling the Metal Gear franchise.
Yeah,
it's on that same level.
Makes sense.
Or somebody who was not even related who totally has nothing to do with that franchise just took over.
Well, at this point, you can say the same thing about Silent Hill, aka PT. It's like, I don't care if anybody other than Kojima does this.
Yeah. So, and the thing about it is that the original guys that made Silent Hill, they're all still making games. Like Tiyama still, he's got his own studio and he's making a horror game. So, and he was the director of the first Silent Hill and the Sirens. So, I mean, we'll see. I mean, to be honest, the most interesting one out of all of them is that weird one, the Silent Hill Japan one. The other two, I'm not sure about. Oh well, no, there's at least three games they announced and one weird interactive game.
Yeah, I don't really have any strong feelings about Silent Hill. Anybody else? Mm-hmm. Anybody possibly worried that Bloober Team is handling this?
I'm going to reserve judgment because a lot of people are pointing at Layers of Fear or whatever they did before. And it's like, can they really handle this? I don't know. I have no idea. We'll see. I mean, they seem excited about it and they have Konami kind of backseat directing them, so maybe
at least some of the original guys backseat directing
it. Yeah, so I mean they kind of guide them like, hey, there was a game before this, you can't just go in the same direction you've gone, like we need kind of just stick to this story, and it has to play this way, which means like it has to play like Resident Evil.
Well, I mean, it'll be interesting. A lot of some of the things people noticed for the little bits of gameplay they did show was that they changed the way the cameras work. So now it's a third, it's essentially behind the character sort of camera as opposed to the fixed camera angles of the original.
Oh yeah, like I said, that's to play like Resident Evil.
Mm-hmm.
Could this be
a remake on because a remake on the level of a Resident Evil 4? Who knows?
Da, da, da. Well, I'm guessing that's what they want, right? Like that's what they're trying. I noticed we're seeing a slight trend here, right? Because Resident Evil kind of started it. Now we got the Dead Space remake. Now we got this remake. Very interesting.
Well, everything we were seeing all these remakes Burnout and all the other ones. Yeah. Everybody's doing
well,
it.
Well, Burnout didn't really get a remake though.
Burnout didn't have a remake.
That was a remaster. Remember that was a 60
remaster.
Yeah,
that was
a 4K. We're talking about a remake. Yeah, they didn't fundamentally change the way Burnout works.
Yeah,
like in other words, for those remakes that they did, they weren't just remasters. They were just total remakes.
And they used to call them director's cuts.
Right? No, Resident Evil 2 remake is actually a complete remake of the original game, I'm talking about new assets. Yeah, exactly. New engine, new story, new engine,
all that stuff. That's a real remake.
Yeah.
The other one,
Dead Space, that's an actual remake,
That's an actual remake.
So is this Silent Hill game,
Now, here's an interesting one. Now, what would you consider Demon's Souls, the re-release of Demon's Souls? Is that a remake or a remaster? because it still has all the original shit underneath it. Yeah. All the areas are all the same. They didn't add anything.
It's in that same one thing. It's in that same murky area as Shadow of the Colossus. It's a remake, but it's also a remaster, you know, because underneath it's the core game is still there. It's just
They didn't redirect any of this. They didn't redirect any of the cinematics. All the same. The cinematics are pretty much the same, you know, with the exception is that they look prettier now. They're like, you know, all new models, all new environments, all new, the fixed AI, fixed controls. But it's still the original game at its
core. Hey, Manny.
Interesting.
What about The Last of Us remake?
I can't say that's a remake.
But it kind of technically is.
Kind of is. You know what?
You know what I'm saying? It's like, because they took old assets that exist and put them on PS5 and rebuilt it. So in that sense, it is a remake. But at the same time, they haven't changed much. Remake. Yeah. So yeah,
they haven't changed anything.
Yeah, exactly. So that's how they're not technically lying when they say rebuilt on PS5. They're not technically lying, but it's not.
All the assets.
Yeah.
Yeah. All the assets are rebuilt for PS5. You know what? We'll call the Sony remake because it seems like all their remakes are just the original games with nicer graphics.
Yeah.
With nicer replaced graphics.
Mighty Nerd. There you go. That's what The Last of Us remake is. It's an overpriced game. Oh, man. All right, moving on. Next question, also from Mob Hits. Which fighting game character could go on to have their own standalone game? Not Sub-Zero. Tell you that. Remember that fucking game?
Not
any fighting game character. Why should they have their own game?
Yeah, they're already in the game.
Yeah, why would I... Do I need to play Ryu the game? Nah, don't need it.
You could play... The tiger dude that was in Tekken. Remember, he used to be a wrestler. Let's put him in a wrestling game and do a whole story about how he got kicked out of that and ended up in a Tekken tournament thing.
There you go.
Or you can do that. You know,
that's essentially the plot to Saturday Night Slam Masters.
Or you can do the
Hagar's in that game.
The Eddie breakdancing game.
Eddie Gordo breakdancing.
Yeah,
I was a dancer before I was a fighter.
I always find it funny how Cody made it over from the final fight into Street Fighter. Yeah, but it's just the way his story was, because he had a crazy story. He went to jail. Remember, he had the prison outfit. Then afterwards, he got out and he became mayor or some shit. Remember, then he had the suit. I was like, what? You have a crazy story arc going on.
He's like you, Adam. You know, he has stories.
Yeah, right. he got stories. Meanwhile, Ryu is still wearing the same damn gi that's dirty, walking around barefooted all over the world.
Why do you think he's shirtless now? He lost the gi, you know? He can't afford to buy another one.
He lost his gym bag somewhere. Well, I mean, a guy was like...
I just don't understand, and this has always been my argument, where's Chuck Norris? How come they never added Chuck Norris? I felt...
Because there's no real... Supposedly no real fighters in Street Fighter?
Yeah, there are no real fighters.
But he's a mythical. He's far beyond everything. I mean, he was
there's a couple of characters that are based off of.
Yeah. They're based off certain characters. Tekken, especially with the Jackie Chan, the super cop.
I guess they figured there's too many Americans in Street Fighter. I don't know.
I mean, they have Fei Long. That's basically Bruce Lee.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like I always like. Oh, we gotta have a Chuck.
Chuck Norris issue.
Yeah, Chuck Norris.
Are there any fighting games that have anybody inspired by Chuck Norris?
Besides the Chuck Norris game?
Besides the Chuck Norris. Yeah, no, I'm talking about big fighting
games. Yeah, no, I do that. That would seem like him. No. Yeah. No.
Not either. I can't think of one.
Yeah.
Because it'd be great if they did, because then they could have all the one-liners that everybody else could have if he's in it. Like, well, I don't know. Let's say if it's like Jimbo Jeans. Like, well, I heard Jimbo Jeans can suck out venom from a snake. Oh, yeah, I heard so too. That'd be fun, because then he pops up and he's larger than life.
Adam, it sounds like you have a mission in life now.
Yeah, we got to get
make Chuck Norris the game.
Did Van Damme ever get added? A character like Van Damme?
Yeah, Johnny Cage.
Johnny Cage.
That's what I was going to say. Johnny Cage. The only one I could think of that was like...
Johnny Cage is like Van Damme.
He even does the split.
Yeah. You
know? He does the split.
Yeah. Yeah, Balrog is Mike Tyson. That's right. Mike Bison is his name.
Yeah, there you go.
Japan, yeah.
The Native American dude remind me of the dude from Predator.
Oh, I don't know. I don't think he was based on him, though. You know,
probably not. But yeah, I don't. In my mind, he was. So let's leave it at that.
So he's like a combination of him and Arnold, if you think about it. Because he's, you know, T-Hawk is all big, you know.
Yeah.
But no, he's not that.
Because they did add the Predator to was it Injustice? Was it Injustice or Mortal Kombat? One of those had Predator in it.
Well, you know, that's
they added a Friday 13th.
You know.
Yeah, they added.
Well, no. Doesn't Disney own Predator?
Well, they do now, but back then.
It's the Fox, now Fox property.
I know. They took Chris, we got lucky when we went and played Wildlands and we went after the Predator because they had to remove him. Once that remember I said I was replaying Wildlands with some friends and they're like, oh, what's this Predator we keep hearing about? I'm like, yeah, let's get in the helicopter. And we're flying around. I don't see it anywhere. And I looked up online and they said when that deal was made, when they finalized, they had to pull all the old deals that weren't honored. And that was one of them.
So
they couldn't use Predator anymore.
Wow, that sucks.
Yep. That's crazy. Right. Good stuff. Moving on. The test your might bonus question from Mob Hits.
Test your might.
With Uncharted selling poorly on PC so far. I didn't know that. Very interesting. I have a question about that.
I know why.
Well, let me read the question. Then I have a question. With Uncharted selling poorly on PC so far, is Sony releasing games on PC so quickly that it affects sales numbers, or is Uncharted not as popular as some think? Is it too early?
Yeah. Like when did it?
I know exactly why.
Okay, why?
Because I reviewed it. It's that they had no advertising for this shit. They didn't promote it. So many times people were like, when is that coming out? It's out now. What? No one knew. They didn't really care about it. They promoted a lot of their shit when they wanted to sell. They promoted the Spider-Man they wanted to sell. This went under the radar. No one knew. Unless you were on Steam's site or in there getting their emails and stuff, you didn't know it was coming out. Hell, I get a lot of emails from PlayStation and stuff. Hell, even after the rep sent me all the stuff, they still didn't send another email notification letting anybody know. Like, why are you not know? Anybody here, you get Sony emails, anyone, did you receive any notice that, hey, one of their main games is out on
I didn't see one.
There you go. That's what I'm saying. Why are they doing it? They're not even notifying their PlayStation fans that, hey, if you got a PC and you got a Steam Deck, you can pick it up on that and take it on the go. One of your favorite franchises, go with it. Poor advertising or lack of, that's what killed it. Because the game ran. I put my performance charts up there. It was running from 50 to 60 FPS. No issues.
You
know, and
I haven't played it on Steam Deck, but I played on PC because I reviewed it, right? It's legit. You know? Yeah.
And when it launched, the day of release, there was a patch. And then that patch gave the little exclamation to a green check. So they were like, so it's good to go. So there's no questions of like, oh, well, maybe they still have it. No. They took the time on the back end to make sure it worked on that platform. Then promote it.
Yeah.
Promote it. Put commercial ad. Advertise it. Do something.
You know what? I'm going to agree with you on that one because you're right. When they released Spider-Man, there was heavy promotion. Heavy promotion for that. Yeah. You know, God of War, that was another one. They heavily promoted that shit. Horizon as well, right? This one, here's the thing. No. I knew about it, obviously, because I covered this stuff. I've been anticipating it for months. But yeah, you're right. If you're just a regular Steam user, you probably didn't even know about this shit.
And then just a regular PlayStation user gets emails from them, you know, just their propaganda that they send out. They didn't say, oh, by the way, one of our biggest franchises is now on PC. Do you want to pick that up? Notify what ridiculous, what 20-something, 30 million, whatever amount of people that are sub to that service, they get that.
I mean, here's the thing. Would the PlayStation install base even care?
If they wanted, if they interested.
I mean, that's the whole point why Sony's even releasing them on PC. It's because interest of those games has sort of gone down. Everybody who's played it has already played at least on PlayStation.
I'm sure people that want it in that capacity, whether on PC or play it on the go on Steam Deck, which is something that they keep advertising when it's in the email, hey, this is going to work on there. They know it. It's not like, you could try it on there. We don't know. They know it. So then advertise them like, hey, you take this franchise on the go. You want Spider-Man swinging around? And that's what they did. Tony, you saw the email. They were hyped when they got that patch out. And they mentioned, hey, try it on the Steam Deck.
Yeah, they did. I remember that.
But did that come? Did that come through Sony? That was Sony. Did that come through onto your with your PlayStation emails, or was that just something that you?
That's
got
a press. That's separate? A press thing. Yeah, that's
that was a press.
Yeah, you only got a press.
But that's what I'm saying.
From what Adam is talking about is them essentially notifying the install base of the place of PlayStation that this release has come out.
Yeah.
But to be honest, I don't think the install base for PlayStation really gives a shit that game is out because they already probably played it.
It's
about the PC guys. I think you are right. I think you're most definitely right. I think that they did not promote that game. They essentially pulled a Sony and just released the game and didn't put anything behind it.
And the next one is Miles. They're already putting that out. They're like, oh yeah, get ready. In a month or so, it's coming.
I already seen that advertisement. Yeah.
Yeah. So I was like, all right, let's see. And I'm sure that is going to get billboards and all kinds of shit. The Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, shoot, the whole thing. If now I was like, this is the best advertising. They want to pull it off. I don't know if they will, but as you know, when you play Miles before the PS5 version, when you played it on that loading that you had, remember where it would show like the train ride? Was it the train ride on there? Or was it still on five? I think it was on PS5.
He had to ride the train.
You ride the train. I was like, well, there you go. They could have him, you know, in the commercial ads, advertising, showing somebody doing the same pose on the train, but playing that game on the go. I think that'd be cool. Just to better sell. Like,
yeah, but I'm not sure if they. I mean, granted, it is available on Steam, but I don't think Sony effectively just goes out and advertises.
They want to make money. That's like, the point of putting it on.
I know that they want to make money, but they're not going to have an ad with Miles Morales holding a Steam Deck. I think they're definitely going to have those updates and stuff like that. You know, for people who have Steam Decks, that's fine. But I definitely think that they're not going to put that sort of promotion on
Days essentially Gone, a re-release. I don't think they advertise Days Gone on it either. That's when I found out that came out. I was like, "What?" I didn't even know
in that case, Days Gone actually did very well as our PC version.
Yeah, that's why I think when people actually find out about Uncharted, probably do well too. You know,
and I wouldn't be surprised if the whole collection comes later on. They'll probably still release that.
Yeah.
To be honest, I thought the collection was on there already.
Well, the Uncharted Legacy collection is that just came out. Yeah. You know. But you're talking about the old one, right? From like
yeah, the 1, 2, and 3.
One and two.
Drake something.
Yeah, is that on PC?
No.
Okay.
I thought that was on PC. Or
I thought that was this at first when they saw the oldie and bring it up. That's what they've been doing with the Spider-Man. They didn't do Miles and then do Spider-Man. So
This is four and
just Lost.
Yeah.
And Lost Legacy.
Yeah. Lost Legacy.
Yeah. Lost Legacy and four. Yeah, that's it.
And then that's it. And I was like, all right, you know what? Why not start off with the one that looked great? You know, that was like
It's easier to convert, yeah.
Yeah, it's easier to convert. It's on the newer, built on a newer engine and all that. Go with it.
Yeah.
But if it doesn't, I'm really surprised. Brian? Go ahead.
I'm just going through like the Sony franchise on Steam, and I just found out that Sackboy Big Adventure is coming out in like 3 days. I never knew it was even announced for PC. Yeah.
Oh shit. No idea.
Yeah.
27th of October.
Yeah. Wow. Sony doing a great job advertising this shit.
It sounds like the way they used to advertise things.
That's right. Yeah, they didn't advertise nothing.
They're using the Vita strategy.
Yeah. Right.
Even the Uncharted Lost Legacy, I think it was like $40. It wasn't $60 like God of War or the Spider-Man. It was at a budget price.
Yeah, well, remember, even on PS5, it was $40, so they're not going to charge more.
I guess they do budget prices on non-console games.
Well, they definitely charge full price for the Spider-Man. Remember, that was a thing. Like, how much is $60?
Yeah,
and God of War was $60 also.
Wasn't it $70 if you bought it with Miles Morales?
No, I'm talking about the PC build.
I'm talking about on PS5. I remember. I think that's how it was, right?
I don't know.
I don't remember. But on PC, how much was it? $60, right?
It was $60, but then here, this one, the Uncharted one just came out. That's $40.
Hmm.
That wasn't that a $60.
But I said on PS5 was already $40, wasn't it?
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. It you would think then lower than Spider-Man and God of War should all have been launched at that price.
Yeah.
A little less.
I guess they're launching at the original price.
They're launching it at the premium price.
Yes,
because of interest.
Oh yeah,
that's what they're. Right,
let me, see, let me see how much they're asking for the mods because the pre-order's already up.
Miles.
Why would there be pre-orders for something like that? It's not like they're going to run out of.
Well, Manny, remember they don't do pre-orders for like. Because that's what you pre-orders used to be about, right? It used to be you pre-order so you get your copy, but that hasn't been a thing for a long time.
Exactly. Just... So, like, I mean, other than the privilege of maybe playing it a little earlier,
that's enough.
That doesn't, you know. I mean, to be honest,
it's like, stupid. That's why I tell people don't pre-order games.
They're doing it right now with Call of Duty. You pre-order, you get to play the campaign a week early, and that's the people that are doing it.
All right, so I mean, at least that's a thing. But I mean, it's still the pre-order in general is kind of a silly idea, because, especially with digital version, unless they're offering something specific for it.
Usually, they give you something. I don't know what this one is.
All right, move on here. Assyrian Air Force. Oh, he goes. I'm glad Xbox is getting Persona 5 because it's a great JRPG. But if the game doesn't sell well or doesn't get played a lot, what more can Xbox do with JRPGs? Would it be a long pause?
I thought it was just the Switch one. It's not the Persona that we got on PlayStation.
What do you mean? It is.
Yeah,
it's
Royal. It's not the one that was on PS5. It's not Persona 5. It's the Persona 5 Royale.
Yeah, that's the upgraded version of 5.
That is
with more content.
You were thinking of Strikers.
Strikers, there you
Adam.
Go.
Yeah. Adam. No, this Strikers. Is Royal. This is like, you know, Persona 5 Plus or whatever, you know.
I'm thinking about Persona 5 Tactics.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, the game just came out, right? So I guess this is more of a hypothetical. Do you think it's going to sell out well on Xbox? Again, Xbox gamers are not really about dead JRPG life, you know?
Is it on Game Pass?
Yes.
You already know what's about to happen, you know?
Yeah, it's on Game Pass. Like, you're on Game Pass. It's like right there, like first thing, you know?
Actually, Brian? I did hear that... people that were shitting on the game now are suddenly praising it because it's on Game Pass.
Yeah, everyone does that, so I stopped listening to those types of people.
Not surprised there.
I was about to say, like, given how they had the entire like Yakuza franchise on Game Pass at one point, like, I think people are primed for that.
Yeah, and they left and they came back. Most of them did. But the mouse is going to be $45.99. It's CD Keys has it on sale for $35 if you want to pre-order.
Oh.
Save $10. Well,
you know what to get me for Christmas then.
There you go. All right. There we go. Now we know.
For two front teeth.
Yeah, $45 is what they're asking. That's going to be the retail.
Yeah. So anyway, what do we think about with the question in hand, though? Like, if this game doesn't do well on Xbox, what does it say about JRPGs on the platform? This is a conversation we kind of had many, many times.
Yeah, it's... I mean, to be honest, like, I think it's nice that it at least it's you know, free on their game, on their service, so at least people who are on the fence about it can play it. But I don't know, I think in general when it comes to Xbox and their service, it's just they're just throwing stuff on there and hoping they would, you know, seeing what sticks. I think,
well,
you know,
it's more about
quantity.
They want to get on there to make that money because they get an upfront payment, especially for older titles like this. So yeah, a lot of people want to get on there and why not?
So I don't know if it's going to affect anything, but it may not. One thing I think it will mean is that they won't that Microsoft themselves may not invest in an actual RPG or, you know, RPG or JRPG style game.
Yeah,
you know, because if they're seeing that their players are not interested in it, they're not going to spend any money on making or taking a legitimate step in there. So what they'll do is, you know, if anything, they'll just make those deals like this, just with specific companies to bring over some popular RPGs to have on the platform, but not really, you know, put anything into actual.
They spent so much making them on Blue Dragon. Remember that? They really tried.
I've said this many times on this show, many, many times. Xbox has tried many, 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 many times to bring JRPGs to the platform, and they have brought JRPGs, but the fans don't care. They don't want those games. They just want their pew, pew, pew games. That's all they care about, you know? So I still think they got to keep trying for the few Xbox fans that actually do care about those games. But generally speaking, Xbox gamers just want their shooter man games. They don't care about JRPGs, you know?
But I think in general, though, that this service idea is also probably going to try – is also might evolve the playership of Xbox a little bit.
I hope so.
Just because of how much you're getting for the – the amount of money that you're paying.
I have a question. So,
I mean, sure.
For you, do you think...
For me?
Yes. Okay. Kind of related to what you're talking about. Do you think that maybe, the same typical Xbox gamer that wouldn't try a JRPG would be more inclined to try it if it's on Game Pass, since there's no real, harm done in a way?
I don't know. I don't think it'll be the regular that'll be playing that. I think it'll be the people that have just come on there because of the deal. I don't think it's the install base of the original install base, Xbox people that are going to be playing those sorts of weird sort of titles. I think it's going to be people that have come on there and like, oh, there's more reason to play this thing.
Okay. Let me ask a few questions.
Go ahead, Brian.
Sure.
Brett, are you there? Oh, God damn it, Brett.
Yeah, I'm here.
There we go. Cool. There we go. Have you played Persona 5 yet?
No, I have not.
Now it's on Game Pass. Or are you going to try it?
I mean, it's been free on PlayStation forever.
Yeah, but now it's on Game Pass. Are you going to try it? Yes or no?
No.
Okay.
I mean, not any more than I already was. Like, it's already on my list of things to try, but, like, it hasn't moved up or down the list. In fact, I'll probably play it on PlayStation.
Okay, cool. Just wondering, since you're like the resident Game Pass guy.
I think the reason I'm the Game Pass guy is because I had the Sega channel, and it reminds me of that. But yeah. I think games just it's a different metric, man, when you're not paying for them. Like, and I realize that you are paying for them, right? I found myself telling people lately, it's like, if I only watched the movies I bought the Blu-rays of, based off of the trailers, I wouldn't watch nearly as many movies as I do now. But I have a streaming service, so I'm willing to give shit a chance. And it honestly lowers the bar. Like, if the game's a 6 out of 10, pretty much play for free, like, hey, yeah, that was fun. Like, not everything has to be Citizen Kane unless I'm paying a shitload of money for it. It's the new face of casual gaming, I think.
Yeah, Brian, you had other questions?
Oh, no. I just wanted to know what Brett's thoughts were to see if he's planning to get it on Game Pass. Because I'm mostly in the same boat. I also have Game Pass and going on PlayStation. And to me, it doesn't move the needle because I'm just not that interested in Persona. When I eventually get around to it, probably in 2 years' time, yes. But at that point, it probably would be out of Game Pass. But again, I'm playing Guardians on Game Pass, so... That says something. And I really had no interest in buying that game when it came out.
I think it's just going to be the Chivo Hunters and the Reward Hunters. People that want to get the Chivos are like, all right, there's a guide out there ready for this game. It's been out forever. So they'll just follow that, get the quick Chivos. And then whenever they add these, usually these epic games are the ones that get added to Reward Hunters. So they're like, oh, here, we're going to put 50 points on here or 100 points. Now you just got to get to the second level and you get this. Earn your money and stuff like that. People will jump in just to do those challenges to get the points or the Chivos.
Okay. All right, cool. All right, moving on. Kishak. And Kishak, we will add your other question as well, sir. Thank you for asking it. Okay, his first one is, are gamers too angry at everything and looking for excuses to get angry nowadays? When did this start? I personally blame the outrage/click YouTubers. That's just me. That's a fun hypothesis. Social media really amplified what was already there. Let's back it up a little bit, right? Back in the day, the gaming community wasn't global like it is now. Gaming community was your local group in your neighborhood, right? It was just a couple of dudes, right? Maybe you saw some other guys from another school or something, but it was just you guys, right? And yeah, you would talk smack and stuff or whatever, but at the end of the day, you would always go home to play each other's consoles, right? And obviously, it was all face-to-face. If you're going to say something crazy, you might get fucked up. You know, obviously that all changed with the internet. People are anonymous. We're all globalized now. And, you know, so it's kind of led to this bigger thing. So, yeah, I blame a lot of this on social media, you know, because you could say the wildest, most fucked up shit to people that you would never say to their face, you know. And I think in general, it's not just gamers. People in general on social media are just very angry, very quick to react. You know,
I think they've had the bar raised on them, man. Like, not, I think it's been a slow power creep. I saw a tweet, but I don't see many tweets, but I ran across a tweet that I think speaks it well this last week. It said, enjoy 6 out of 10 games. Like, and I'm like, yeah, you know what? I think that's a thing that doesn't happen anymore. Game has to be something big or everybody talks shit on them. There's lots of games that I've played that are great. They're fun. They're not great, but, you know, I think enjoying games is kind of a state of mind. Like, if you're going in and nothing less than a blockbuster quality thing is going to satiate you, then that's a decision you've already made. Whereas, you know, if you're like, you know, it may be awkward, but there's fun parts about it.
This is how it's going to be. It sounds like you're, you know, falling down a well or something.
I was just saying, some games that, you know, aren't the most polished or aren't what you would probably give a 9 out of 10 are honestly some of my favorite games. I mean, Brian will probably not enjoy this, but I'll throw Dragon's Dogma out there. Like, it's not the most polished game. It has places where it feels a little wooden, but because of those chances that it's willing to take, it's an amazing game.
Doesn't Brian love Dragon's Dogma?
That's a little close to talking shit on that.
No, Brett, I totally agree. Like, it is not a perfect game, but I damn well love it. Again, I will go back to even PS3 days and say Lost Planet 2. That game isn't all that great, but it's bloody fantastic. If they remaster that, I'll pre-order it. I do not care. I'll throw my money at that game because that's so much fun.
The colors, man.
It's just so much fun. But yeah, again, Brett, I'm right there with you. Like, there are so many games out there which are 6 out of 10s, but yet you will enjoy the hell out of them. And, yeah.
I think that people that are angry tend to just get more attention. That's it. Oh, you see it all the time. It's like, why does this game suck? These are the 8 reasons that this game sucks. And then it gets tons of traffic. But if someone says, I love this game and let's talk about why, no one cares. No one cares. They don't want to hear the happy go lucky.
Or unless, Adam, unless they say, this is the greatest game ever, then it gets attention.
Well, that's only Nintendo games.
Because it has to be extremes on the internet. Either it's the greatest game ever or it's the biggest piece of shit ever, you know? And that's why people reduce things to the, you know, to just black and white now, you know? Uh-huh. And yes, I am using my example as an example. I literally said, I like God of War Ragnarok, but it feels like a PS4 game. It got reduced to, you don't like cross-gen games, you hate God of War Ragnarok. I'm like, huh? What? How did we go from here to down here, bro? You know, but that's just how people are, man. Very quick to anger. And then, you know, not to get too deep into just a general state of the world, there's not a lot to be happy about. So you're going to vent your frustration out even more, you know, on the internet and shit. And the internet in general, just isolating us and shit, making us not human. We're not interacting with real people anymore. That's getting all that frustration up too. There's a lot. I blame the internet for a lot of shit that's happening in society now, you know? Ironic because we're streaming over the internet, but, you know, got to call it out too. That's called nuance. You can use something and appreciate its good parts and also criticize the bad things. You know, yes, the internet has been great for bringing people together, but bringing us together has also fucked things up. You know, and I don't know. I think maybe we're still getting used to that as a society. Maybe we'll finally figure it out in the future. But right now, it's just everybody's supposed to kill each other. You know?
I
do want to mention something. There is a lot of that kind of stuff. But, you know, my perspective, or at least my anecdote, is I probably wouldn't be playing games if it wasn't for social media right now. Because, you know, that's how, I don't know if I can give social media credit for, you know, meeting you guys.
Well, you can. But, that's one of the good things about the internet. Like, there are good aspects of it, but there's also bad things about it too. You know, yeah. I've always said the internet is literally the greatest and worst thing humans have ever created. It's both. It's the greatest thing ever, and it's horrible. You know,
it's up there with planes.
Yeah. It's like alcohol, right? Remember that from The Simpsons? The cause of and solution to all of life's problems, you know? That's what the internet is, you know?
Yeah.
I wouldn't have a job if it wasn't for the internet, you know? But I call it for what I see it.
Was that a pun, Adam? It's up there with the planes?
Yeah. I don't think Adam got the pun.
Adam fell into that one.
Anyway, gamer rage.
So, you know, a lot of, you know.
Remember that was the phrase, gamer rage? Oh, man. Anyway, go on. I said go on, damn it. Oh, well. Anybody
else?
Carlos is afraid that you might say something and you'll interrupt him again.
Yeah, fuck you.
Yeah.
Let's go. Oh, shit.
It's a tough one because again, like it's always the really loud voices that get the most attention. So I think, from my point of view, having played like tons of hours of games with other people, there's never really been like gamer rage per se. It's mainly just on the internet, and as you know, the internet is like where all the crazies come and play. You know, especially on Twitter. So yeah, I think it's just like again, the loudest voices just get the most eyes because they're so damn loud. Again, it's like the same thing in school. Like those one or two loud kids always got the most attention, you know?
Yeah, this shit is crazy. Right, anybody else have any thoughts on gamer rage? I guess not.
All right.
Yep, just par for the course of being on the internet, man. State any opinion on specifically by gaming. You know?
Well, coming. I think having an opinion on anything that isn't universally agreed on.
But nothing is universally agreed on, you know.
Well, there's a certain amount of people that agree that the God of War God of War soft reboot is the greatest game of all time. I do not agree with this.
Yeah, but here's the thing: the people saying that haven't played it yet. You know?
I think Manny was talking about the 2018 version.
Oh,
I'm talking about God of War. Dad of War.
Yeah,
and you know, Dad of War 2. So you know, I don't know. It's a good game, but it's not the greatest game since ever.
Yo, Manny, you playing that Ragnarok though?
Nah,
I figured you would have a higher chance of playing that than like Last of Us though.
No, I'm not really interested in either, to be honest.
I thought you were going to say, I think you have a higher chance to play it because it's a PS4 game.
Yeah, that's also true. You know, but
I actually have a question, and this is actually quite relevant. So by the sounds of it, everyone here, apart from myself and Manny, are going to get it day one, right? Ragnarok.
Well, you know, yeah.
Brett might be...
Tony's already had it before day one.
Okay. Let me just say... Okay. It seems like the last two people here that are going to get Ragnarok is myself and Manny. So the question then becomes, who is going to be the last person on this podcast to play it? Myself or Manny?
Oh, we should take bets.
Manny's gonna watch it on stream for sure.
Yeah, so. That's true. He's Jag on now.
I might watch it on stream. What the fuck's going on? But yeah, I don't remember we're playing it at all.
So I don't think Manny.
Brian, you might get
Brian
on
will
it.
Play
you
it.
Get on it when it.
I have zero interest, Manny.
Even if it pops on PS Plus.
I have zero interest. Like, it can come to PC like next week, and I'll be like, I still don't care. Again, after playing the first one, I'm just like you. I have zero interest. Like, I played it, I'm like, whatever. Like, I'm literally you right now. I'm like, whatever. I don't care. Like, this is not the God of War game that I like.
So it looks like this is what was going to happen in the future. I may watch all the cinematics and know what the fuck is going on. And for you, you're just not even interact. You're just like not even remotely interested. Even past that,
unless there's like some interesting revelation about the story, which again, haven't played the first one. I don't think there will be because the story of the first one I thought was air. So I'm like, yeah, there's nothing there. Like again, unless there's like a God of War 2 type ending where it's like. Zeus is your father, and then that flips the whole table up. Like, yeah, I don't think there's any point.
Zeus is your father. What? I did not know this.
Yo, Brian, I do have a question for you, though. Do you, obviously, you understand sort of that you Manny, and maybe Brett are like the lowest on God of War at this point. Do you recognize that, like, me, Chris, and Tony are, like, you know, God of War fans, but not like those crazies that are, you know, say it's the best game ever made and stuff like that, right?
Yeah, you guys seem a lot more reasonable.
So my question,
I like God of War, I thought the reboot, as you guys call it, Data War, was great. And when I play on PC, I'm like, oh yeah, this is fucking awesome. I really like this. I'm glad they went this direction. But I'm obviously not the crazy fucking people, so I'll still call it out for the bullshit it is. Ragnarok is still a PS4 game. Just saying, you know.
So that's
a lot of hitting. Had a lot of hitting.
Do you know why that is, Tony?
Because it is a PS4 game.
This is the second half of the first fucking game.
Yeah, kind of. You can see it that way.
I virtually guarantee you this project at some point in its inception wasn't two games.
Oh, I don't know, because the first one felt complete to me. So, you know.
Really?
Yeah. It had an ending. They went to go. The whole goal was to spread. You know, they met their goal. I'm not trying to spoil anything. They did their goal. So it was a complete story.
That was like an act two climax. That wasn't a finale.
But that's the way I saw it, though. It was their goal. Like, hey, this is the goal of the game. They went through all this crazy shit, and then they finally did it, and then you learned a little bit of another thing about
it. Well, it character. Ended that it was definitely going to have a sequel.
Yeah.
It
oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
But this, like, story structure-wise, it doesn't fill the whole, like, three-act hero's journey kind of thing. It kind of stops halfway through.
Oh, all right. We agree to disagree then. Anyway, go on.
As long as this new one has a little bumping, you know, where you had to press the button.
I found a few places.
What was that? Siri.
Whoa.
Remember the old school Kratos going into the room?
Oh, they don't do that anymore. You already
know. Oh, come on.
That,
yeah.
Oh, that, by the way, that's not a spoiler. I haven't seen it, but I'm guessing that shit's not in there. They're not going to do that anymore.
They're not bringing that back.
You already know they're not.
Yo, Brian. So let's say for some, and I doubt this will happen, but let's just say that me, Chris, and Tony, after we play the game and we talk about it on the podcast, we start saying hyperbole, like, this is the greatest game ever made, or even close to that sort of chatter from us. Would that ever move tip the scales for you, or like at least move it a little bit, or would you still be like, nah, you know what, not interested?
Okay, this is a story that makes sense. On launch day of Data War, I watched a video from this YouTuber called Skill Up. He's this Australian guy, and he called it the game of the generation. After watching it, I rolled my eyes and said, no, this can't be the game of the generation. I highly doubt it. And then I watched a bunch of other reviews, and they all said similar things. And I'm just like, either these people don't know what they're talking about, or there's something very up with it. So I'm like, yeah, I don't. Again, singing high praises of like that it's that great makes me just wonder, like, okay, what are they overlooking to make them say that? Because there has to be something. And that's what got me to actually play it. Because I said to myself, okay, let's actually play this game of the generation and actually see, like, again, maybe I could be wrong. That's totally possible. I have been wrong many times before. But let me play it and see. And then I played it and it's like, yeah, it's not game of the generation. It's kind of a bit meh. Like, I played it once, I have no intention of playing it again. So even if you guys come out and say that it's game of the generation or the best game of this year, I still would be like, what's wrong with it?
To be fair to Skill Up, last generation was kind of ass, so.
Oh, and I call him Shill Up now these days because.
Damn, Brian!
And I'll tell you why as well. No. Because he did a preview of Saints Row and then he said it's kind of okay. And I'm just like, so you sat on the yellow chair then, didn't you? Mm-hmm, I see that. Well, I can hear you sitting on the yellow chair there. So yeah, you guys can say that it's like the best game of this year, which I guess you could kind of say that, because this year's been kind of
nuts. Yeah.
You also didn't buy Elden Ring. You didn't buy into the Elden Ring hype, and I didn't.
Ryan doesn't buy into hype, man.
And that's what I'm saying, so I don't know why people are amazed that he's going to pass on this.
I'm not amazed at all. This is Brian. I know him very well. I'm not amazed.
So then it's Carlos. Yeah, Carlos.
No, the question was, are you going to go from, no interest to I'm fucking playing this game tomorrow? No, I'm not asking that. I'm just saying, would it even cross your mind at all? Like, just a small inkling, like, just trying to see where I'm busting out of bread and saying, I'm trying to see where
Brian's psychology is at with
this. Okay, let me see if I can throw in a little help here.
No, I can actually answer the question. Yeah, no. Saying that it's the best game ever will never make me move the needle. Telling me how great it is to play and how the mechanics have changed from the first game so that your power moves aren't just skills you activate on a whim, that will get me to change my opinion. So if you said that, oh yeah, they revamped the whole system, so now instead of having your power moves be like, oh, you need to press the button and then you wait to like the cooldown or something, and then change it back to the old style where you can input the button inputs and then you do your power moves as a reward for having that skill to input the buttons and time them, then yeah, that will get me to play the game. And if I turn around and say, okay, you know what, the story this time, it makes a lot more sense, it's a lot less just Kratos being sad for half the game. It's like, okay, that's interesting to me. And they actually have mechanics that aren't RPG-like bullshit. That will get me to have interest in the game. But if all you do is just say, oh yeah, it's a really great game, best game of the year, like, so? Like, if you haven't changed mechanically or story-wise since last one, then I have no interest. Like, if the game is still quote-unquote the same game as last time, then why would I have interest?
I'll say this, though. Brian, you know, and I'm not going to get too deep into it. Politically, you and I are, like, lockstep, right? Video games, we're not. So if I like the game, it probably means you won't like the game. So if I say it's a great game, that probably means you should stay away from it. You know what I'm saying?
But then here's the really weird thing. We all liked Shadow of Mordor.
We did. That's one of the outliers, you know? And I guess we kind of agree on Saints Row. It's pretty fucking terrible.
You guys all liked Uncharted. We just talked about that.
Brian doesn't really like Uncharted like that.
I platinumed the first game, and then I think the first and second game, and then I was like, yeah, I'm done.
Yeah, he doesn't like Uncharted. He doesn't like Naughty Dog very much.
No, I'm not. I'm not the biggest fan.
At least not anymore.
I just have no interest in their games, to be fair. just not Brian games, which is fine. Again, I'm totally happy living in a world where there are games that aren't made for me. That's totally fine, unlike some people.
That is opposite of the rest of the internet.
What was the original question?
Do you like Mario games?
Oh, yeah. Cool.
That's how far we ventured off from it.
Seriously, what was the question? I don't remember.
It was about angry gamers. How damn we went all the way. How did we end up here? You know,
We somehow.
It was a good combo though. God of War Ragnarok. You know, cool. Oh, apparently, I'm a hypocrite because I liked Elden Ring. Fucking idiots! They just reduce everything to the simplest thing. You know, I specifically said.
Did this just happen now?
This is over the internet. Over the weekend, bro. I had to deal with this shit.
Yeah, no, Tony, the simplest thing would be you changing your mind. They're going out of their way to be obstinate.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, yeah. By the way, I need you to say this. Shout out to the Throwdown fans who went into the conversations going, hey, if you listen to the podcast, you see Tony's been consistent this entire time. Yeah, because the fans actually know what's up, you know? Because they're like, oh, he's a hypocrite. He's saying he don't like cross-gen games, yet he liked Elden Ring. I'm like, I never said I never liked cross-gen games. I said I'm getting sick of them constantly coming out. You could have two different opinions like that, you know?
I mean, yeah.
And also, when did Elden Ring come out? April. I wasn't as sick of cross-gen games as I am now in November, two years after the fucking pact, you know?
Hold on a second. Elden Ring is an outlier because it has great art direction. It doesn't have to have the most amazing graphics.
It's not about graphics, though. And that's another thing people kept saying, fighter. Oh, but God of War looks amazing. I'm like, I'm not talking about graphics, man. I'm talking about the fact that we're 2 years into this fucking generation, and we have three fucking games that are actual current gen. It's a cumulative effect. We've been stacking up over and over and over and over again for months. You know, so that's where I'm coming at it from. People don't see it like that. Oh, you didn't criticize a gathering for the same thing you criticized God of War for. What am I criticizing God of War for? For being a cross-gen game? You know, come on now. And also, I gotta say this. Elden Ring is a third-party game. You gotta hold those to different standards than first-party games. You know, but it's still the same thing. It's been building up. As a matter of fact, again, listen to Throwdown. I've been complaining about cross-gen games since the generation before the generation began. I've been complaining about that, you know? So it's been building up. It's very annoying. And again, people keep forgetting this part. I literally said, I like God of War Ragnarok. No, erase that part. He's a fucking hater. Xbox shill. I don't own an Xbox, by the way. You know, hilarious. but yeah, bullshit. Fuck gamers. You know? Oh, man. And the last question related to God of War, also from Kishak. What mythology or pantheon do you think God of War will never touch? You'll never see Abrahamic religions in this fucking franchise. I guarantee you that. Jewish, Muslim, and Christian?
I got one.
Yeah. What else?
I want to see Kratos.
No. Which one do you not think? Not. The question is, which one do you not think they'll ever touch?
The gods of rock.
The gods, yeah, there you go.
I must destroy the gods of rock.
Yeah.
No, even though I
destroyed all
the metal gods, you know.
I want to see a brutal legend in God of War.
That'd be cool.
You can't do that because that's Activision and that's owned by Microsoft now.
Just have Kratos like fight, you know, go to fight the gods of rock and get a new axe.
The metal gods. You know,
he gets a flying V that he throws.
Yes,
it's lightning powered, by the way.
But yeah, I think the Abrahamic religions are not touching those.
Yeah, they won't touch any of those.
They did that with Dante's Inferno already. They just called it something else.
That's true. But imagine a God of War game like, you know, with Muslim stuff. That ain't happening.
No, that's literally what Dante's Inferno was. It's a RoboCop Judge Dredd thing. Like they clearly were like going for a God of War type thing, and they're like, yeah, we could never do that with God of War, but we'll just make another game.
Kratos is definitely not going to fight Jesus in the game.
Yeah, right. Imagine that shit. Yeah, rip off Jesus' head.
Yeah. Oh, he crucifies Jesus. Oh man, he is like Greek or Roman, right? Like, you know,
he's Greek. Well, he's Greek. Greek. Yeah.
Greek, yeah.
Well, he has to go. He has to do other gods of. He has to do the Roman gods, which are essentially the same gods as.
Yeah, well, they're the Greek gods.
He already killed them, you know.
He already killed them, but he has to kill the Roman versions now.
Yeah.
Well, there's plenty of like European stuff. Like he's in, he's in the Norse mythology. He could go down to Egypt and kill all of them. You know, and just keep moving. Just keep moving east. You know, go to
Jersey
until you get to China. Kill those guys. Go to Jersey. No, I don't think.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was gonna say I don't think they'll touch like the Mesoamerican mythologies.
Oh yeah, they're not doing that.
They won't do the Indian ones either. Because a lot of these, you know, the Indian gods, they're still kind of celebrated today, and a lot of these are so. I don't think they'll even.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, he's not gonna be killing Vishnu and shit, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Vishnu.
We're talking about the last place they go because I guarantee you it'll be African pantheons.
They probably won't either.
Yeah,
they probably won't do people just get offended, you know.
Yeah, no, he would go after. He'd go after the Egyptians.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, it would just be Egypt.
Yeah, just Egypt.
It wouldn't be Christianity. It wouldn't be, you know. You know, essentially what Tony said.
So, yeah, do you think Buddhism's safe?
Buddhism, I guess.
I mean, Buddhism doesn't really have a god, though.
Yeah, like, it's that fat guy, you know?
I can't. I can't, not really. Like, Buddhism kicking the shit out of Buddha.
Yeah. A lot of the Asian religions don't have, you know, or like religions are not really religions. They're more like ways of living.
Yeah.
Like,
philosophy.
Buddha,
yeah.
Buddha's not a god.
No, like you're chaining Nam-myoho, Renge-kyo.
He's just a guy that just sort of, you know, essentially just reached the ultimate level, but not really like a god. He's never a god. Same thing with Taoism, you know, and, you know, the other ones. They're all like ways of living, but they're never actual, you know.
For Japan,
though, you could possibly go through all their demons and stuff. Like,
dude, I want to see Shintoism. Like, that'd be great.
Yeah, there could be some sort of like Shinto or something like that. I think at least for in that sort of, you know, mythology, those things are not, they wouldn't be sensitive to people. You know, like one guy like, God damn it, you're killing my gods. You're killing the river spirit.
That'd be the saddest one. He's killing all these animals. It's like there's a fox god and a monkey god, and Kratos is just like, what is this?
What are these animals? I mean, he essentially goes into Spirited Away. their world.
You need like
that's the next God of War. It's just him on like him working at a working at a hotel for spirits.
In a hotel.
In a hotel. Well, I don't know what that place was. Was it a hotel that she was in?
It's like a hotel and spa or something. No, there's a spa like part.
A spa hotel for spirits.
All right. Shout out to Fergus Mills. In the
Fergus Mills.
Got a couple more questions.
Did he save our souls?
Yes, he did. He
saved our souls.
He saved the podcast from ending. Got a couple more questions here. All right, first one. What are some games that could benefit the most popularity-wise by being available on every platform the way it seems Persona 5 Royal is? So I guess games that are exclusive that could be on other platforms, Fergus? Is that what you mean? All Nintendo games?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I mean, Mario will sell on anything.
You already know.
Zelda would look better.
Zelda would be a lot better on actual system, he also goes, to clarify, hearing Brett and Brian talk about playing the free base Persona 5 on PS4 over Royal, he goes, Persona 5 base equals eating A5 Wagyu alone at home. Persona 5 Royale equals eating A5 Wagyu with the perfect pairing of wine and Scarlett Johansson as your date. What is Wagyu?
Wagyu beef.
A type of beef.
Okay.
It's Japanese beef.
All right.
I mean, I don't really know the difference between the editions. I guess it's really going to depend on when I go to it. My main reason for kind of gravitating towards the PlayStation is you can download it and then you have it. It's not a Game Pass thing.
That's true.
When you compare the two, like, if you're given something that you can download, then just have. Cool. All right. Well, that's a little bit better than being able to kind of rent it through Game Pass or stream it through Game Pass. So I'd probably go that way if I didn't have faith that I was going to be able to finish the whole thing before they pulled it. But
you could still technically buy it on Steam.
This is true. Steam deals are, is it me or are Steam deals not what they used to be?
Yeah, they only do it for the big events now. It used to be all the time. Now the trick is they want to get if you're really following. So basically, let's say there's a certain franchise, if you add them to your wish list, you'll get a special promotion deal that's timed for like 24 hours or something. So if there's stuff that you're sort of interested, just add it to your wish list and you'll be surprised. Sometimes something will pop up, like a flash deal type of thing.
I didn't know about that. But I do want to mention though, Brett, I kind of feel the same that you do. I remember back in the day when most of the Steam deals, it's like, damn, so I can play a Tomb Raider for $2.
Yeah.
So, and I don't see those types of deals that cheap for, those types of games. So yeah, I do agree. Maybe it's just me and maybe Adam's, tip.
They just change things up a little bit now.
Yeah. Them Steams.
All right. So that's our collective answer of Nintendo games.
Yep.
All right. another question from Mr. Fergus Mills. Halo Infinite is getting a big update, including campaign co-op officially next month. Is it too late for y'all to go back to it? Yeah, I don't care anymore.
Adam, what do you feel?
I still have my crew of people. We've been waiting for this, so we will be back for that.
Okay.
Carlos, I'm sorry. I lost interest, man.
Oh, you're not the only one.
I don't care anymore. Yeah. I'm done. I'm done.
Yeah, I don't blame you. It's 343, man. That's all I got to say.
Damn shame. We had a plan. And they fucked it up.
We stuck with the plan. It was it was Microsoft and 343 that didn't. So
yeah. Oh well. Mob hits with the bit. All right.
Mob hits bits.
All right. Hold on. I read something here from Mirage Leonardo 84. That's a name I'm familiar with. Hello.
Sub Leonardo. Yeah.
He goes, I know the game got a lot of flack due to the toy gimmick, but you can actually play it without the ship toy. What game is he talking about? You can actually play it without the ship toys, but Starlink Battle for Atlas gets a bad rap that it doesn't deserve. To me, it literally felt like a Mass Effect Star Fox crossover, and they left it open for a sequel. I enjoyed it, though, and you can play two-player split-screen and story mode co-op. I beat it tonight. Cool. I'm not familiar with this game.
Yeah, it's the Ubisoft game.
Yeah, I got it.
Isn't Starlink that Elon Musk thing?
No, that that's his satellite internet program. Yeah, it's also called Starlink.
Okay, because that's what I know Starlink is. Yeah, you know?
No, it's an Ubisoft game that came out. It was multi-platform, but the Nintendo version added the Star Fox characters to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I got that for Kristen. Came with the R-Wing. Came with the little thing, and it interacted with the game somehow. I forget. But it you could jump off planet, kind of like No Man's Sky. You could just like fly off planet and go to another one. It looked pretty cool, and it was a great idea. It's just that fucking Ubisoft didn't do anything with it, and they should have made deals like that with the other platforms to put like some kind of a space IP into Starlink. The only one they did that with was Nintendo. Like on Xbox, it's just and I think PlayStation, they're just the characters, just the Ubisoft characters. Whoever was in the game, that was it.
Yeah, yeah, I don't know. I didn't know about this game. But I'm glad you like it.
But you just
yeah,
you did. But the thing about it is, it's one of those games that wasn't a Tony interest, so it got deleted from your mind.
Yeah,
we talked about this game.
No, I don't remember. You know, so I don't remember it. So what happened?
No, I mean, it was part of one of the Ubisoft E3 things.
No, probably was. Probably
we did talk
was.
About it. Same thing with the same. It was came out around the same time as the Rabbids game.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah, I know about that game. The Rabbids game just came out or is coming out. One of them.
Oh, it's out. Well, it's out.
The first version. The first version of that game.
Okay, the new one's out though.
Yeah, new one's out.
Sir Rich a lot. Oh, what are you guys doing in the chat, Rich? Man, I didn't know you like Gotham Knights like that, man. Oh man. All right, I think that's going to do it for us, man. Another good show. Do we have anything to plug around here?
Nope, nothing over here on this side, but there's stuff in the works.
Good stuff. Carlos, do you have anything to plug? Guess not. All right, Adam, you go ahead.
We got the episode of I'm Knee, and it's out for season 11, episode 21. And this is Outpost 22, which is a dumb name. It should have been episode 22 to match, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's 21. That's out on Spotify, iTunes, and YouTube. So that's I'm Neen. So if you're interested in knowing what's going on with the final portion and of the final season for The Walking Dead, myself, Carlos, and Richard Bailey Jr., we break it down.
Oh, shit.
Go ahead. Yeah. And we don't
break it down.
We break it down. Remember when the In Flames did that? It's like, what?
Yeah, that dude died.
Break it down, yeah.
From In Flames?
Oh, no, no. I'm thinking the dude that said break it down. Bottom, no, the dude that said break it down for DX, he died.
Oh, okay. Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah,
he Generation died. X song.
That's sad.
Yeah, that dude.
All right, man. Anyway, thank you for hanging out with us tonight. Make sure you follow Throwdown on Twitch and Twitter. Join the Discord where the conversations and the rumors are always popping and flying. We could find us on any podcast app on the planet. Throwdown Show towards Throwdown Show, your favorite podcast app. Check us out. Spotify, iTunes, Samsung. We're all over the place. Amazon, you know. You can find us on ThrowdownShow.com to listen to previous episodes. And if you've been watching us on YouTube and enjoyed the content, make sure you hit like, subscribe, and hit the bell to be notified of when our premieres go live. Links are located in the description below. Once again, our show is Tony Polanco, and tonight I was joined by Emilio Lopez.
See you next time.
Chris Seeley.
Hey, take care, everyone.
Carlos Romero. Deuces. Fuck, it's Carlos.
Later, people.
Later, we got a call.
Adam Vale.
Have a good week, everybody.
Brett Murdoch.
Take it easy, party people.
And Brian Majoma.
It is official. Boris Johnson will not be our next PM as he's dropped out of the race.
Damn, already?
Well, he came back, but then he dropped out.
I kind of wanted that guy back. He's crazy.
You know, I like that his dude. Hair.
Yeah, like his hair, you know? All right, people, we'll see you on Thursday, man. Sad drama. Later, people.